Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's talk some Steeler football, huh? 7-5 on the season so far. Did you realize that the Steelers have won 6 of their past 7 games? Are you kidding me? And think about this. At the beginning of the year, if somebody were to tell you that we would be out Ben Roethlisberger, James Conner, and Juju Smith-Schuster, and would still be at 7-5, looking at the possibility of the playoffs, maybe even going 10-6 to wrap up the season, how many of you would have predicted that one, including Ed Bouchette, Steeler insider? Ed, would you have ever thought that was possible if you would have known ahead of time the injury situation that the Steelers would be facing this season?
No, man, Gino. I picked them to go 11-5, but that was at the start of the season when I thought they had all those guys for a while. No, it's been an incredible season. It's different. I just wrote about this. It's so much different this year than the past two. While, you know, we call them team turmoil the last 2 years, there was so much drama in a negative way. This year, the drama's mostly been uplifting, if you can get over, you know, the injuries and everything else, but the, you know, the whole Duck Hodges story and everything.
Yeah, and Duck is just remarkable that you have somebody, in some respects, he's really the fourth guy from the start of the season, isn't he? And he's been able to come on and not only play well, not turn the ball over, but also inspire the rest of his team around him to play better football too.
Oh, there's little doubt. They, you know, they started the season with Ben Rudolph and Josh Dobbs. They traded Josh Dobbs. They signed Doc, who made, you know, went on, not only went undrafted, went unsigned, and made it as a tryout with the Steelers during their rookie minicamp. They gave him $1,000 to sign, which is not even pocket money for these guys anymore. And caught him after training camp. And then, like I said, after they trade Dobbs, put him on the practice squad. After Ben got hurt, made him number two. And then, you know, he rose to number one because Mason Rudolph did not perform up to what they needed him to do.
Yeah. And now they're looking at going in and playing the Cardinals on Sunday. And my look at this is that the Cardinals' defense is bad enough to where the offense for the Steelers should be able to do really well, and the Steelers' defense is playing at a level that they can go up against just about anybody, it seems, at this point.
Yeah, you know what's interesting also is the Cardinals' quarterback is Kyler Murray. He was the first overall pick this year. So it's Kyler Murray, the first overall pick, versus tryout boy. I mean, it should be a mismatch, right?
Right.
But Duck just beat last year's overall number one pick, Baker Mayfield. So, you know, anybody who underestimates him is losing money right now.
Yeah, and another stat that I saw: twice the Steelers have fallen behind by double digits, but have figured out ways of being able to come back and win the game. Talk about the resiliency that this team just, even though they don't have the stars, never feel as though they're out of a game.
Yeah, it's actually been three times, Mancino. 2-10-0s and 1-14-0. They came back to win. But they do have stars. They're just not on offense anymore. They're all hurt.
Good point.
All their stars are in their offensive line. On offense, and on defense, they have stars everywhere. I mean, just, you know, you can go up and down the line. There's going to be a bunch of Pro Bowlers from that defense, one of the best in the league, and you can't overlook them. They're a big reason right now, more so than even the quarterback, that this team is 7-5 and deep in the playoff hunt.
It's really remarkable to me how within a season or so, you go from a team that was expected to win because the offense was going to carry the day to now it's the defense that's doing it. What do you think has been the transformation? Why has this taken place?
Well, injuries on offense. I mean, everybody knows that.
Yeah, but the defense really and, turning it on. Why? Go ahead.
Let me get to that.
Yes, sir.
And two defections on offense, one way or the other. Bell and Brown, poof, gone. And all the others hurt. The defense, they've been building for a number of years. You know, it's not easy to put I wrote this about 4 or 5 years ago, how they had to now rebuild their defense, and they were in the process of doing it. And it takes a while, especially when you miss a couple draft picks like Jarvis Jones and some cornerbacks, Artie Burns being the most significant. But they've added pieces this year. Devin Bush, you know, they traded away some picks to go up higher and draft him. He's been a good addition for them. They signed Steven Nelson as a cornerback in free agency. He's been big for them. And the Minka Fitzpatrick trade was kind of like the final piece. Now, they have lost Stephon to it, but they've not lost a lot off their fastball on defense.
No, not at all. The Cardinals really struggling. You talk about the number one pick overall, a quarterback for the Cardinals, but they've lost 5 consecutive games. What do you see as a key for victory for the Steelers, and any boldness in a prediction?
Well, I picked them to lose the last 2 games, so I'm not going to go that way again. Chuck Noll once famously said, if you hit a donkey in the head enough times with a 2x4, he gets the message. You know? So I'm going to pick them to win. They have to control that quarterback. He's a good one, Kyler Murray. Even though he's only 3-8-1 as a starter, he can run. He has 446 yards rushing, a decent passer rating, some good touchdowns versus interceptions. So they're going to have to stop him. And as you mentioned, their defense is not very good. But then again, while the Steelers' offense has been okay, it's not real good as well. You know, and it doesn't look like Juju or James Conner is going to play again in this game. So they're going to have to do what they've been doing. As Mike Tomlin said, a duck, he didn't kill us. Well, he's going to go out and do that again, not kill him, let the defense kind of maybe win the game for him.
Steeler insider Ed Bouchette joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Ed, thank you very much for your time.
All right, Mangino, good to be with you.
Always great talking to you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.